Hello and welcome to the second of our videos on theatre making. Last time we looked at the world of the play, and this time we're going to be looking at its characters. The first people that we meet in a play are really important. They're going to establish the beginning of the story, and the characters present at the start will impact the situation moving forward. In a play, we want this situation to be something dramatic. The first people we meet are the family of ducks.
Quack, quack. Sitting is such a dull business. No one ever comes to see me down at the water's edge. Look at the other ducks, swimming in the lake. Will these eggs ever hatch? Quack, quack.
Quack.
What was that?
Quack.
Break out, my little ones. Come, look at the big green world.
Quack. Quack. How wide the world is.
Quack. Quack. I was so cramped in my egg.
My beautiful ducklings, do you think this nest is the whole world? Why? It extends on and on, clear across the other side of the lake.
Oh, but then what are we waiting for?
I want to waddle.
Waddling is for weaklings. I want to swim.
Well, swimming is for fish. I want to fly.
Well, you'll never keep up with me. My wings are bigger than yours.
Your belly's bigger, that's for sure. Quack, quack.
Crack. Did you hear that?
Honk, honk.
Ooh, what is that, Mother?
That's your brother, my dears.
But he's so big.
And ugly.
Do you think he can swim?
We'll find out. Splash!
Honk, honk, help me!
Let's show him how it's done.
Actually, this is quite easy. Watch me go.
Look at your brother. He's a natural.
It's only because he's got those disgusting flippers for feet.
He swims well, and I suppose he could be quite the beauty if you look at him right.
You really have to squint.
Quack, quack. Come with me, and I'll introduce you to the duckyard.
Writing dialogue for animals is a really fun challenge. You can play up their quacking sounds, you could give them a Donald Duck-style voice, or compare them to specific people and groups. In this reading, we decided not to do too much. Instead, we focused on the difference in age between the ducklings and their mother. The ducklings themselves are much more cartoonish, while the mother is much more natural and mature. All drama needs a central problem to solve. In this case, the problem comes from the family. The ugly duckling feels like he doesn't fit in. And from a visual point of view, he doesn't. He looks different, which is very striking and will be very striking when it's seen on stage. How else do we know that the ugly duckling doesn't fit in? Because he doesn't quack like his brother and sister. He honks. In the full version of the play, this will be important later. To write good characters, you need to understand them. You need to know who they are. When adapting, you can take a lot of this from the original story. Let's look at Mother Duck. She looks forwards to her eggs hatching. And we expect mothers to be caring and patient. And she does try to see the good in the ugly duckling. That means when she rejects the duckling, it feels even worse. If she hadn't cared, it wouldn't have meant anything. Your second home exercise is to create a character profile. Ask yourself, what does your character look like? What's their history? What do they think about? You can download the sheet from our website to help you with this. And if you share them with us, we'll get back to you. We might also share your work online. Thanks for joining me, and see you in video 3.